It is time for Staying Safe from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. We're here to keep you safe on the roads. And Tom Nitter is here from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. How are you, old timer?
Good morning, Don.
One old timer to another.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we actually sent an older driver. I'm a bona fide older driver to talk about driving in older years.
Yeah, right, so right. People say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, we know what we're talking about. We're older drivers. That's our topic today. Growing older, driving older, and either you are, your parents, your grandparents, and that's what we're here to talk about today, because it's tough when you're getting older, your eyes are going down, your reflexes aren't like what they used to be, and we're going to talk about that growing old. So let's talk about that growing old. Is it a reason to stop driving?
No, not at all. And how this came about was... This was always kind of like the third rail of discussions with things when you talked about traffic safety. It's really we started out wanting people to be aware of some of the things that as you age, there may be things that are occurring to you that you may not even realize that perhaps other people start seeing. But yeah, age alone is really not a reason to stop driving.
You always hear about these people, I'm 102 and I'm still driving. Some people can do it.
They certainly can.
Other people cannot do it.
That's good. There's some people that at 35, they should probably give up their keys. But
people at 18 should give up their keys. So the latest thing is all these drivers, these I don't know if they're young people or not, with the mufflers, the backfiring mufflers on Main Street. Holy mackerel. It is annoying. It's you know, middle of the night, you're bang, bang, bang out. Sounds like a gunfight, and it's some guy's muffler. All right. So growing old, what are some signs that it's time to stop driving? Let me just preface this by saying when my mother and father, my father gave up driving because he was getting dementia and Alzheimer's, and my mother was driving him everywhere, but my father would touch the gear shift and pull on it. And my mother would get distracted by saying, you know, get your hand off there. He'd try to open the door sometimes, you know, get your hand. And I said, Mom, you can't drive like that, arguing with Dad at the same time. She was a good driver, but you can't do that. If you do that, some poor schnook crossing the street's going to pay you the price, and we don't want that happening. So she willingly handed me the keys, but I told her, anywhere you want to go, I'll drive you. And I kept that word. But it's tough. Some people don't want to give up the keys.
Well, we're talking about independence, and you know, it's a difficult thing. And again, there's sort of workarounds with some of that. I think the thing to keep in mind is that really nobody wants to cause a crash where, you know, somebody is injured or killed because of their own actions, but yet they have to, you know, find a way to keep on living and so forth, go about their daily needs and so forth. You know, it's always been that probably friends and family have started to, you know, help out in terms of driving and people start doing adjustments to their own driving. They may limit their driving to daytime hours, for example. They may, you know, take a familiar route in terms of going to things, and they'll limit their driving. The days of long road trips are probably over, but if they need to go to the grocery store or to the pharmacy or something like that, they're still able to do that. They're familiar with things. And the good news is that there's, over the years, there's been more and more options for people. You know, if you don't have a family member or friend that can drive you, there's medical transport companies,
Uber.
There's Uber now, Lyft, you know, things like that, that are reasonably affordable. And of course you got the, you know, the, transit system, you know, and so forth. So yeah, there's workarounds with that. So.
And also the older you are, the more pills you're taking, medications, I know, and it can impair your, you know, ability to react quickly. And so you got to be careful of that. Now anybody can take medication. You can be, you know, 20 years old and take medication, but older people tend to take more than most people.
Well, that's true. And again, you know, everybody's has their own physiology, as it were, where, you know, medication can affect some people more than others and so forth. But one thing I wanted to point out, maybe people, your listeners may want to follow along with us a little bit, because we brought up our poster. We put a lot of time and effort into creating the poster on a monthly basis. So it's Staying Safe at Racine County.
And yeah, so what I do is I Google Racine County Staying Safe, and it pops right up. And all the posters we've talked about are there. Click on it. Like the bottom one is older drivers. That's one we're doing today, so you can kind of follow along with us. And getting lost too. Now anybody can get lost, but and when I talk about older drivers, I'm talking about like 70s, 80s, stuff like that. Let's talk about the DMV and older drivers. No special testing requirements for older people. You get the same test, right?
Well, we're talking about the state of Wisconsin. Yeah. Here. Different states have different
rules. Do they really?
And so forth. Yeah, they do. In fact, Illinois had it years ago. My father lived in Illinois, and we went for his license renewal, and he had to take a road test. That's something that doesn't exist currently in Wisconsin. I think actually in Illinois, they rolled back the law a little bit. I think it had been like age 75 when a road test was required, and I think because of public pressure, they kind of raised it up to like maybe 78 or something like that now.
So you have to retake them, huh?
Had to retake them.
I wonder how many people of any age can pass a road test or even the written test if they had to take it today.
that's true, but you know, we all have a responsibility to drive safe or drive as safely as we can. Realizing that you got to interact with other motorists and you always got to drive defensively. No question about that. And, you know, overall the older driver, and I'm going to say probably people 55 and up, we'll call the older driver. As a group, we're pretty good. We're experienced and we don't take a lot of risks, but again, because of, the effects of aging, certain things do come up, you know, hearing loss, vision loss, reaction times, things like that. And like you said, with medications and so forth, it can have can affect your ability to drive safely.
Here's something I didn't know. A physician can actually have your license canceled.
Yes.
How do they do that? What do they call the DMV and say, listen, Don is driving like a nut. He's taking too many medications. I want his license canceled.
Well, it has to do, I think, with there is a formal procedure. And one of the things that we did on the poster this month, and we're going to probably be doing it going forward, is Wisconsin DOT has an excellent website that really provides a lot of good safety information, even beyond what we can put on the poster or Facebook postings or what have you. But anyway, yeah, there's a procedure in place. I'm a retired police officer, so there were a couple occasions in my career where I had to do referrals to DMV. Physicians can do it, and also family members can do that. Yeah, but the one thing to stress with that is you can't do it anonymous. Because it's public
records. So mom's going to find out.
Mom's going to find out, yeah. And what we'd rather stress is that you have the talk, if you will, with mom or dad or grandparents or whatever, just trying to point out and trying to work with them in a proactive way to prevent a problem from occurring.
We're talking to Tom Ditter. He is from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. We're talking about older drivers today, which could be you. What do you consider older, 55 and up?
I'm going to say 55 and up. Yeah, I mean, there's different definitions, obviously, you know, Social Security age and, you know, 62 and whatever. But 55 and up is what we consider. I used to be with a program called Racine County Triad. It was a crime prevention and safety program geared for older adults. And we tried to focus on people that were 55 and up. But again, when we're talking older driver, people that are now the kids or even grandchildren, should be aware of some of these things because they may end up helping, you know, mom or dad or the grandparents or what have you.
So what are the signs when it's time to stop driving? Because most people don't really say, I'm fine, because people don't think of themselves as being old. They just don't. They think of themselves being young. So what are the signs?
Right. Well, again, you know, if you have significant changes in health or medication, some of these things you may not be aware of. You know, somebody else, a third party may have to look at you and say, well, mom or dad just isn't right, you know, since they went on this medication or what have you. Being surprised by other drivers or pedestrians, I mean, some of these things can happen to anybody, so no question about it. I think you're looking at a pattern of things that seem to develop. Experiencing new misses or minor accidents, a lot of times what brings some of these signs to visible would be, the daughter shows up and says, geez, dad, look at the right side of the car, I mean, there's, dents and so forth, and they may not even be aware of it, but, sometimes that happens. Others expressing concern about your driving. I mean, that could happen at a younger age, no question. But if you have people that are, starting to blow the horn and passing you abruptly and so forth. So difficulty reading road signs, again, our vision, has a tendency to decrease as we get older. So, nothing wrong with that, but those things can be adjusted, with glasses or corrective lenses, what have you. And one of the big ones, and this is something that I experienced with my father, getting lost in familiar areas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about navigating those barrels on Spring Street and so forth? I get older. I mean, I'm experienced. It's like a slalom out there trying to get through those barrels.
It can be a challenge. No question about it. So again, these are things just to be aware of. And again, we would like people to do sort of a self-assessment. And, just like now in today's world, people are starting to look into long-term care policies and other things as they age and starting to, if they want to stay in their home, starting to make some adjustments, putting in grab bars and whatever else. Same thing, plan for the day where, you might be, you might be a hazard to not just yourself, but other drivers and pedestrians that you may have to make some adjustments.
Let's talk about having a safer trip. I know we have a big storm day today, two possible storms. When you get that rain, well, you can't see the road. It's terrifying. I'm terrified because you can't see the road. When it's foggy outside, you can't see the road. In a snowstorm, you can't see the road. And it's terrifying for everybody, but if you're older and you don't have the reflex that you used to have, I mean, it's tough.
Sure. Yeah, sure. It's a challenge. And we as, traffic safety and public safety professionals, you'll hear more and more announcements saying, hey, if you don't have to drive, if you don't have to go somewhere, stay home. You can always reschedule an appointment. Your safety and the safety of others is perhaps not worth it. So just be aware of that. So
many things here. Have a safer trip. I'm reading through some of them now, make sure your seatbelt's on. We were talking during the break. It's second nature to me. I don't think about putting the seatbelt on. It's just, I get in, it happens. All of a sudden it's on. I don't know how it got there, but it got there.
Right. That's sort of a mindless habit, but it's a good habit to have. In fact, the older driver, if you look statistically, I think they have the highest use of seatbelt usage.
Yeah.
Of all the driving groups.
I remember before seatbelts, nobody ever thought about it, but then seatbelts came around. What are the biggest risk areas we have for older people? Is it backing up and parking, parallel parking, getting in a spot that's tough to get into?
Yeah, that certainly is one of them. Following too closely in traffic where the older driver is tailgating, someone, or conversely, where they're driving down the road and they're going maybe 10 miles under the speed limit or something, and you have somebody else tailgating you. Now, the person following has a responsibility to, keep enough distance there, but he just don't know. Yielding right away, merging.
They're on my tail every morning coming down 16th Street because they're late for work and I'm not.
And that's true. So at least people need to, keep up with the speed limit or close to it.
Let's talk about tuning up your car because you got to keep that car in good shape. If it's not, you don't want it breaking down on you on the road, getting a flat tire in the middle of driving. You don't want that kind of stuff. So,
well, that's true for all of us.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that. And as an older driver though, if getting stalled there or, stuck on the side of the road is even more challenging and perhaps dangerous for you.
Let's talk about tuning yourself up because, your car, you get a mechanic, they take care of it, and you pay them, and your car is in good shape. But you got to take care of yourself. I just had an eye exam the other day. You got to check your eyes regularly because, maybe the world's not supposed to be blurry.
Correct.
I told you when I was 12 years old and first got my first pair of glasses, I thought the world was normally blurry. I didn't know.
Yeah, and part of the issue is, in Wisconsin anyway, I think it's an 8-year period between when you renew your driver's license and when you have to go again. Now, they do require for, I think it's 65 and up, you have to look at the website for DMV, but I believe that they require a vision test. You just can't renew it online. That's something that's come about in the last couple of years where people can renew their driver's license. They don't necessarily need to go to the DMV office to do so. They can do things online.
I didn't know that. Okay, and also AARP and AAA also have refresher courses.
Yes.
If you want to take them. I mean, you know, turn off the television, go down there and take a refresher course.
Yeah, and you know, check with your insurance company just to see, is there anything I can do to, you know, freshen up my skills? Maybe that would, maybe they'd give you a break in terms of your insurance. Some states actually mandate that through law. I don't think Wisconsin has that yet, where if you take a course, you'll get a automatic 10% reduction in your rates or something. That's something to check into with the insurance company. If they, it's not mandated, but perhaps it's in their best interest to prevent you from getting involved in a crash.
Most important one, shut your cell phone off. Don't answer it while you're driving for anybody, teenagers, whatever. It's the biggest distraction in your car, the cell phone.
It really is.
Even if you have hands free, it's a distraction because you're talking to somebody and you're not paying attention to what you should be paying attention to. Cell phones, turn them off, and there's nothing that you're going to miss in the few minutes you're driving. Because when I was a kid, before cell phones, you left the house, you never got a call till you got home. And that was it. I mean, you were just out. There was no answering machines.
Don, we're dating ourselves
here. Well, because we're talking about older drivers.
Yeah, but you know what some people do, which isn't a bad idea, is they will, two things. One is they'll set their cell phone up at a minimum where they can perhaps answer it or at least listen to identify who's coming in, but they won't pick it up and, you know, and physically hold the thing. They'll be able to talk through the...
distracting.
That is a distraction. The other thing that people do is they'll sometimes put it in the glove box or in the compartment where... Yeah, let it ring and it'll go to voicemail, whatever, and then they'll check
put it on
later.
Silence. Yeah, sure. And you'll get it. There's nothing that you can't wait to hear in 10 minutes or 15
Correct.
Minutes.
Correct.
There's nothing.
Correct. You got to, again, err on the side of safety. And what I remind people is that, most of us, we have the moral responsibility that if something did happen where we caused a crash and somebody got hurt or killed, we feel terrible about it.
Okay, now this poster is at, if you just Google Racine County Staying Safe, just Google that, it'll pop right up. You'll see the list of all the posters we've done. Click on the one, Older Drivers, and you'll see all this information. It's got some great websites to contact. And if you're not the older driver, maybe your parents are the older drivers, this is good information for you to know, too. Thanks for coming in, Guy. Old man.
Okay.
Thanks for coming in, old man.
Okay, Don. Thank you.
Probably just as old as you are.
we're close. Yeah, we're close. We won't disclose that, but
I don't look that old.
We have young voices, I hope.
And
right?
I still have black hair.
Yeah,
so
right.
And
you
have very little gray hair.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Good for you.
A charmed life or something. I don't know.
Tom Nitter from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. Thanks for doing this. It's a lot of work. And you don't get paid to do it, so I do appreciate this. And who puts the poster together?
We've got a couple people at the county. One, her name is Vel. I want to say it's Delanovich, something like that. She's the one that actually puts the posters together. And then we got the communications manager, Casey Morganson, that sends it out on Facebook. And so we're on social media as well.
Good for you. Thanks for coming. I'll see you next month.
You're welcome.
Every month. Thank you, Tom. Tom Nitter from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission.